Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Martinez with the infield in. And Ramos is going to catch, and he's going to throw. There's the catch. Here's the throw. And they got him!
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Woo! NBC Sports Barry and Kipe's call of Ramos gunning him down at the plate. That was a big play last night.
Big time.
In the top of the ninth.
Great throw, great catch, great tag. And the whole thing now can't impede the runner. But yep. We got to be close enough to where we catch and tag. The whole thing was just flawless and just got him.
Got him by an absolute centimeter. And for the moment, it was Logan Porter's final act as a professional San Francisco Giant.
It was his finest hour.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some funky stuff that you didn't see coming that we need to get to before we get back to Devers and the Giants. But apparently, Grandy, do we have a lineup for tonight?
Indeed we do.
Okay. And you said maybe there are some new wrinkles.
There's some changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys want to try to figure out what it is?
That'd be fun.
I'd love to.
I have not seen it yet. Okay. Now, is there a left-handed starter? Is that right?
Yes.
Logan Allen.
That confirmed? Triple confirmed?
Confirmed. Logan Allen.
And he's not an opener. He's an actual starting pitcher.
Not a great one, but yes, he is a starting pitcher.
All right. I'm going to give you a wrinkle right now.
You're going to wrinkle his wrinkle?
I say Elliot Ramos is leading off.
Whoa.
Aha. Yeah, Grandy, you thought you had me on that one.
Grandy.
There's
another spot in the lineup that I don't think you're going to get.
All right.
That was good.
Ramos.
Hats off to you.
Ramos is leading off. I think that they'll keep the next. You want to? Like, do we go Adamas second, Devers third?
I would imagine so, yeah, absolutely.
Adamas second, Devers third. Okay. All right. Now's where it gets interesting. Okay. We know that Flores is playing first.
Yep.
What else do we got? What else?
Jung Hoo Lee in center.
I imagine
that ball probably, hopefully, will get Schmidt on.
Schmidt will be at third.
Fitzgerald will be at second.
Right.
And Bailey will catch. Playing right?
Probably Yaz.
Against the lefty, even?
Yeah.
I'll help you guys out. You named all of the right remaining position players.
Okay.
I would guess that batting fourth would be Wilmer Flores. Okay. All right. We got the first four all set. Now comes the hard part.
Well, you got Jung Hoo Lee, Yaz, right? Schmidt, Fitzgerald, and Bailey are your remaining ones.
Golly, where the hell is Jung Hoo Lee batting tonight?
Well,
okay, go ahead. No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say he is left-hand, right? Left-hand hitting?
Yeah.
Yaz is left-hand hitting?
Correct.
So you'd want to split them up, I would imagine.
And Yaz is hot, by the way, too. He's hot!
I think it would go Lee 5, Yaz 7, and then That's just my gut. I defer to you, though.
Randy said that there was another wrinkle.
Yep.
There's another wrinkle in there. I'm going to say that batting fifth after Flores
you go, yes?
Mike Yastrzemski.
You guys are both wrong.
Oh!
Oh, my God. I thought that was a new sounder. Lucas the Clown.
All right, who's batting fifth?
Casey Schmidt is batting fifth.
Okay, Casey, that'll make people really happy after last night. All right.
So who's batting sixth?
Well, now I would say probably Jung-Hoo Lee. Okay, Jung-Hoo Lee, and then 7, 8, 9.
Fitz, Yaz, and Bailey is what we have left.
Right.
Correct.
So I would go,
in some order.
And you're coming off of Jung-Hoo Lee, so I'm going to go Yaz, Bailey, Fitz.
Yaz, Bailey, Fitz.
You agree, Dibs?
I personally would go Bailey, Yaz, Fitz, but I defer to
Mark.
Made
it easy because you guys are both wrong again.
Oh, all right. Who is it?
Batting seventh is Fitzgerald. 8th, Yastrzemski.
Yes,
Bailey,
then
9th.
Bailey, okay. Big all right. Boy, they love that righty-lefty.
So just real quick,
yeah.
Ramos, Adames, Devers, Flores, Schmidt, Jung-Hoo Lee, Fitzgerald, Yaz, Bailey.
Okay. All right.
Ramos.
Go get them, boys. Hit them where they ain't.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. And, you know, I do like the Adames, Devers, 2-3. That, to me, is the one that you would want all year.
Of course. And I can't wait till batting fifth is Matt Chapman rather than Casey Schmidt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, again, there are scenarios that exist that when Matt Chapman gets back, you have an opportunity to not make this your top five, but your top six. Your top six. Like, I think that the old standby, once everybody's healthy, my guess, Jung-Hoo Lee leads off, Adames bats second, and then obviously Devers is going to bat third. It looked like based off of last night, they kind of dig maybe Elliot Ramos batting fourth, and then you still have Flores and Chapman to play with. Now, do you want to do righty, righty, righty? Maybe they don't, so maybe somebody even drops down to seventh.
Yep.
But whatever. The point is I think you've got six plus bats in a row that you could put at the top of the lineup. When Yaz goes on his streaks, he's hit right, very serviceable. We'll see what Patrick Bailey can do. I tend to not mind about that because of the way he catches. And then, you know, Fitz is struggling right now, but, you know, whatever. Your second baseman. Hopefully he can get it going a little bit. But that, to me, that's a lineup you can play with, man, especially with this pitching staff.
Absolutely. And the key is if you get six plus bats and if Yaz can, you know, continue to contribute more regularly, then all of a sudden you don't have three automatic outs. This team has had three automatic outs for a long time and no plus bats, really, or a plus bat here or there. And now you have legitimate bats. And if you can stretch the lineup, then you also reduce the number of players that are going to be in the lineup who are hitting below 200.
I mean, I can just tell you, I bet a lot of you felt the same. When the top of the order was coming up last night, it was kind of like, all right, here we go. And it delivered some form of, like, action every single time it came up. They didn't always produce a run or two or whatever.
Right.
But there were loud hits. There were people on base. They were threatening every single time they went through that portion of the order last night. And when it's five or six of your hitters, that comes at you fast.
It does.
Kind of like the Dodger lineup, except for that one goes all the way through to nine.
Exactly. And it feels like, as a Giants fan now, you can show up to a game and you can feel proud and you feel like you belong. You know, it's like when you're a kid and you show up with a backpack, and your backpack is a hand-me-down from your older brother, and everyone else has the shiny new JanSport with all the fancy binders, and you got some crappy backpack, and well, now you've got one of these fancy backpacks too. So you pull up to the bus line, and you feel like you're fitting in because you have what these other teams have.
We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We had promised earlier that Pedro Martinez sound. We'll get to that here in just about 5 minutes or so. We've got great giveaways later in the show. My Chemical Romance, July 19th. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour. A couple tickets to see Caitlin Clark take on the Valkyries tomorrow night. By the way, my quick request for the Valkyries, and we'll get to this a little bit later more. Please don't beat her to pulp for no reason. please don't just, can we not be, let's be the WNBA team that doesn't punch Caitlin in the face and shove her to the ground for no stupid reason other than jealousy, knowing that there are also WNBA officials who apparently have no clue how to handle a basketball game whatsoever. Please, can we not be that team? I'd love to not work at the flagship station of that team. Let's not be that team that beats her up just for existing.
Well, they're going to play physical against her. And I don't know if the other player intentionally poked her in the eye.
No, but the,
she took offense, and then the teammate player, came in and pushed her to the ground.
Yeah, the player that forearm shivered her to the ground certainly did it on purpose.
Yeah.
And didn't get thrown out.
Right. She probably got a flagrant one. It's not like she punched her. She just gave her a shove.
Dude, that is a flagrant. That is an ejectable. Like the broadcast, as it's happening, they're like, well, that's her last play tonight. She's getting ejected. And then she didn't.
All of this is good for business. You're talking about it. People are watching it. And
it's the WNBA needs to clean up their act.
Or not.
They do. I don't mind. I'm not saying you can't play physical. Play
probably
physical.
The most viewed clip of the season is the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark set to.
But you've got all of these press conferences after every game is every head coach literally going, nobody knows how to officiate our games. And that's not good for business. So I hear what you're saying. But Caitlin Clark's going to be popular whether they punch her or not. And in general, to me, we watched this in golf. This is how people acted when Tiger came on the scene, because there was jealousy and people didn't like being asked about other players. They wanted to be asked about themselves. And then somewhere along the road, they realized that they now have two new bedrooms in their house because of Tiger Woods. And then all of a sudden they went, you know what? We kind of like this Tiger Woods guy. And I think we'll get there. I just would like to get there fast. Like, she is your cash cow. Stop being jealous and welcome her in as she's the face of your league. She's the face of your league. So anyway, we're sponsored by Honda of Vallejo. We'll get you the Pedro Martinez sound. There was breaking news about an hour ago that's pretty large in the NBA. We'll get to that as well. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Rafael Devers is a Giant, and we are all over it. Alex Pavlovich in an hour. And then Chris Cotillo is going to join us in about like an hour 45. And Cotillo is going to be like, we'll describe it. He's covered.
Talk to me about Cotillo.
Yeah, he's covered baseball for years.
Okay.
He's covered the Red Sox more recently.
Gotcha.
Lucas, is there like an official, what's the platform for Chris Cotillo right now? Is it his own platform?
I believe it's masslive.com.
Okay. Yeah. Mass Live. And Chris has got, an opinion or two, and, he's been there for all of the Devers stuff. And so we're going to let him get loose.
Okay.
They're going to give him, we're going to give him our platform so he can get loose on Devers or the Sox. Maybe a little bit of both. We'll find out. Chris Cotillo is going to join us right around. Are we going to do it about 5, Lucas? Yeah, 5 o'clock. Okay. Pavs from the ballpark at 4:15 with the insider story. I know Pavs spent some time directly with Greg Johnson yesterday. Real quick on that, we'll ask him about it in an hour. I was thinking about this whole ownership thing with Devers, like how, you know, Red Sox ownership comes in.
John Henry.
To have a one-on-one with Rafi Devers. And I was thinking to myself, what if something was going wrong with a Giant? What if something, like Adamas was like, I don't like it here. Be like the beginning of Shawshank. I don't belong here. Like, if that happened, who would you want to go get Willie and sit down and have a heart-to-heart?
Probably Buster Posey.
Thank you.
I mean, how many names? I don't think that Greg Johnson would kick down the door and say, you know, Rafi, sit down. We got to talk about this.
Thank you. How many names would you get to before you're like, let's have Greg Johnson talk to him?
I'd go with Krug and or Kipe before
you.
Thank you. And perhaps I could speak to the lad. I do know how to say adios pelota.
That's a John Miller. I would definitely have Dave Fleming.
Sure.
Like we just said, 4 broadcasters prior to the chairman,
right,
like the basically the representative of ownership speaking directly to Willie Adamas about this. But that's what the Sox did. The Sox, John Henry came in and apparently walked out of the meeting none too pleased.
Right.
And so now their best player is a Giant. Laughing stock.
It's just
ridiculous.
Hot-headed management style is what that is. And, you know, you're mad at somebody who won't do what you've asked them or told them to do. And so now your solution is trade him.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you're allowed to do that. Okay. You own the team, and he doesn't have a no-trade clause. So,
by the way, Bags wrote in The Athletic today, because remember, Bowden comes on our station yesterday and goes, look, you don't do this deal. You flat don't do this deal. But I'll humor you. If you do this deal, obviously you've got to walk out of here with Bryce Eldridge. Like, no question about it.
Right.
You have to get Bryce Eldridge. Well, another point for Buster Posey. When this conversation started 4 weeks ago, Bags reports that that was the first thing the Red Sox said. Yeah, we'll talk to you about Devers. We've got to have Bryce Eldridge. And Buster said, call me back when you change your mind.
Wow. Yeah.
Click.
You're not getting Bryce.
That's a no from us, dog.
Deal breaker.
Yep.
So if you want us to take on almost $250 million worth of Devers, try again.
Yeah.
You know, make a trade or try again.
Yeah.
As you would say. And so they call back and they say, okay, what about Jordan Hicks? Is there any way we could get Jordan Hicks? Now you got me here.
Oh, now I'm listening.
Now I'm listening.
And then as we know, it's been told to us that once Kyle Harrison's name came up, that's when the Red Sox started to really engage. Because as much as some Giants fans had soured on the guy, this is still Kyle Harrison. This is still the number one left-handed pitching prospect in baseball as of a year and a half ago. And so that got their attention. And now the deal's done. And the Giants held on to their top prospect and have Rafi Devers. Unbelievable deal. All right, we'll get back to that in a sec. While we're on the topic of ownership, we thought this was worth mentioning. The Los Angeles Lakers' majority stake has been sold. The Buss family has sold their majority stake in the Los Angeles Lakers to a guy by the name of Mark Walter. You may know that name. Mark Walter is the CEO and chairman of the diversified holding company TWG Global. Let me translate that for you. Mark Walter is one of the people at the top of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
Okay. And now has the majority stake in the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know what the percentage is, but they sold that percentage based on a team valuation of, are you ready for this number?
Tell me.
$10 billion.
Major.
$10 billion.
That's a pretty high price there. And I'm just looking at an article from Yahoo Sports, and I believe Mr. Walter already had 26% of the Lakers.
Yes, he was already a minority owner.
So they don't need to sell him. I don't know what the Buss piece is, but they're selling enough to where Walter now will be the majority owner. Be 24%.
They will keep 15% of what they had.
Okay.
And they had over 50. So
they probably give him 35%.
At least 35, although more, because they're keeping 15 and they had more than 50. So, yeah, this is at least 40%, probably more.
Whatever it is, he goes from 26 to I'm the man.
I'm the man.
I make the call now.
Jeannie Buss keeps her job as, what's the word that they call her? Supreme being?
Governor.
Governor.
She's a supreme being.
Close enough.
Governor of the Lakers. And the Buss family keeps 15% of the team. But that name, so synonymous with Laker ownership through the years, is now kind of like Mark Cuban, just minority owner of the Lakers. Having worked down there for years, and we were the flagship, the station I work for, flagship of the Lakers, this actually doesn't surprise me very much. I don't remember how many years ago it was that Dr. Buss passed away.
I would guess 10.
Yeah, but you
maybe
gotta,
more.
Like, Jeannie's only the one people know, but there's like 6 kids. And they're some odd birds. They don't all get along. Some of them couldn't give a rip about basketball. Jim Buss tried to come in and be a part of this for a while.
I remember that.
Laker fans wanted to kick him in the face within about 2 minutes.
Dr. Buss passed away in February of 2013.
Yes, 12 years.
Okay,
yeah.
So 12 years. But once that happened, you could start to immediately see where this was heading, because it's like it gets cut into 6 pieces of the pie, and a lot of them had no interest in this. And that's a lot of money. So each of these kids is like, yeah, Jeannie, great, run the Lakers. Can someone send me my $1 billion, please? And so it was clear that at some point, there were some people who wanted to cash out, and I guess that's what they just did.
Lee, Johnny, Jim, Jeannie, and Janie.
Yeah, they're all J's.
Lee put up for adoption after he was born.
Yeah, because his first name didn't start with a J.
Well, exactly.
They're like, you broke the rule, dude.
And apparently he had 2 more kids with a girlfriend, Joey and Jesse, born in 85 and 88.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Go ahead and put 7 on the board right there.
Yeah, put one on the board.
Yes. Jesse is 37. And so Jesse's probably like, I'll take my bill.
Yeah.
Auntie Jeannie. Sister Jeannie.
Sister Jean?
That's right.
Wait a minute. No. Is Jesse a girl or a guy?
Don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you that Dr. Buss, the span of his oldest to youngest, even surpasses the Dibber. He's got a 35-year gap.
35-year gap between kids?
Oldest to youngest.
Okay.
Of his 7. I'm only sitting on... 21.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
21.
Y'all used to
I got
look,
work to do.
You do. You don't. Please don't. No, y'all used to look up into the suite there at the Laker game.
Yeah.
Dr. Buss.
Bassinets, cradles.
There's a lot of stuff going on up there.
The midwife.
Yeah, we don't need to.
Well.
There's stuff going on up there.
Yeah.
Dr. Buss, Hugh Hefner, other people.
Yeah.
There were things going on up there. It was the Lakers. So, anyway. New era, Buss family, 15%. They are no longer in charge.
So a $10 or $10 billion valuation. Do you remember what Jerry Buss, Dr. Jerry Buss, purchased the Lakers
for? Well, Jerry Buss, I just saw it,
so I won't guess.
You don't guess, but Jerry Buss, let me think. What did he probably purchase?
And it also included the Los Angeles Kings and the Forum.
And the Forum, yeah.
And Jerry was a self-made dude. I remember how this kind of, like, and it was a long time ago. I mean, like, nothing. I mean, just like a few million bucks. Like
$67.5
million. $67.5.
And you got the Kings, which the time they were kind of a laughing stock. Totally. Nobody cared about hockey till Gretzky came. And you got the Forum, too, which was the epicenter of L.A. entertainment.
Completely. I mean, it was almost more important than the Lakers. I don't know if all the Lakers wanted to play for the Lakers except for the Forum Club.
Right.
That's all they wanted. Yeah. Forget the game.
Speaking
it
of putting
after
in work,
the game that it really got good.
The guy who put in the most work in the Forum Club has tweeted about this news.
Yes, he has.
Irvin Magic Johnson. Job well done to my sister, Jeannie Buss.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on and on. Mark's been nothing short of a winner, notching 2 World Series and 11 NLWS divisional titles in the last 12 years! Exclamation point.
Remember, Mark Walter, quote, my business partner and friend.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, remember, Magic is involved with the Dodgers, too.
Right.
He's waist deep in all this stuff.
Sure is.
Absolutely.
Also a very smart businessman, going from relative rags to incredible riches.
Totally. The only thing about Magic's tweet is the typo. See, look at that last sentence. Mark has been nothing short of a winner with the Dodgers, notching 2 World Series. One.
Ah, there you go. He hit the 2. The haterade.
He hit the 2. He meant to hit the 1.5 button.
Maybe.
Or the 1 1/3. Is there a third button on your keyboard?
You'd have to do 0.33333 and then draw a line over the last 3.
1.333 repeating World Series championships for the Dodgers since Mark Walter took over.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater,
yeah,
my brother.
Damn right.
In fact, what percentage do you put on the Lakers championship in the bubble? The bubble chip.
More than 33%, but less than 100. I don't know. 70, 80.
Okay.
Not 5.
Right.
Not 6.
I'm just curious, like, as you're going to fractionalize championships.
Listen, I know that there are people out there who hate this take, but it's the only one I got. I don't know how the hell you count a championship the same when you don't play road games. You don't have to play in another team's building. It doesn't mean that you weren't the best. You were the best. Every league, no matter what, like even your local intramurals, someone is the best. So the Lakers were the best that year. The Dodgers were the best that year. But to put it equal a plane with other championships, to me, is ludicrous. A 60-game season, and we're out here acting like you have to say that that's the same as all the other titles. Why? No, I don't.
A title's a title.
They're not.
You go back in the NBA history, and there were only 8 teams in the association.
But I don't live life in the book. I don't care what the book, history says. I don't care what history says. I watched it.
Well, this is history.
I watched it. There was nobody in the stands, and the season was over in 3 hours. Like, it's not the same. It's what it was.
Right.
So you won the championship of what it was.
What about the other strike-shortened seasons in baseball and in football?
Less.
And in the NBA had a 66-game. They had a 50.
Less.
The Spurs won a 50-game regular season championship. And you've never once tried to fractionalize
that. We've never talked about it.
We are now.
Okay.
You won't fractionalize it because it's not the Dodgers.
No, but of course I will. I'm sitting here answering your question. It's less. Anything that's in a strike-shortened thing is less. It's not the same.
So if a team plays 161 games because they had a rainout and it's not made up.
Now you're splitting hairs.
So now we're not going .995.
No,
because we're not going to fractionalize that.
No, because you're splitting hairs. That's one
day. The whole thing is splitting hairs.
No, it's not. A 60-game season, you're going to compare that to 161? Like that again.
It's what it was. If your team would have won the World Series,
you would have
been front row on Market Street.
Yes,
with
I would.
The mask on.
And I'm not asking anybody to not do that. I'm simply saying don't act like it's the same as the others. Nor would I. If the Giants had won that year, you think I'm going to compare that to 2010? Bleep, no.
You never would have
said the
Giants have won 3.5 titles. The Giants have won 3.5 World Series.
I would not view it the same.
No, but you would refer to them as four-time champions.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I don't know either because it's your brain, but yeah. I would guess. I'm putting my eggs in that
and
basket.
And by the way, even if I did do that, and I am taking advantage of taking shots at the team that I hate, fine. Fine.
That's a cross you'll bear.
But like the Spurs title, no, not the same. No, it's not. It's just, to me, it's not the same. Like, you've got to,
Well, they still went through the same postseason gauntlet.
Yes.
It just happened to be a 50-game regular
right,
season.
And that happened to also happen in front of fans. Like, to me, that's a big part of it. When the Warriors go to Boston 3 years ago, and you're dealing with bleep you, Draymond, yeah. and that dynamic, if you go across the street and win a title at the gym and no one's there, you put some cardboard up on the wall and someone's looking at you and you act like that's the same achievement. It's not.
What was the 2020 World Series? Was it like home and road or was it, how did that play out? I'm trying to remember.
They all went and played in one spot. It was a dome.
For the baseball?
Yeah.
They played in Arlington, I think.
They played in Texas.
Gotcha. With no fans.
Right.
Cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it Dodgers Rays, right?
Dodgers Rays. Yeah. Blake Snell took him out too early. Yeah, don't you remember?
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell. It took him out too early.
And now he takes himself out too early.
Exactly.
Every year.
Kind of his go-to. He's still sitting on two starts this year, right?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And Blake, by the way, gosh, was it, which year was the year, like, he didn't opt out of COVID, but he was one of the guys that was holding out when they asked them to all take, like, deleted salaries, basically. Like, I remember this story. Blake Snell was one of the guys at the forefront when they're like, okay, we're going to come play, but you all have to take a pay cut. And he's like, I'm playing video games, dog. I'm not, no, you have to give me my money. And I actually don't even remember how that story ended. I just remember how it started. And he was one of the holdouts who was like, I'm not playing for less.
From a news story in May of 2020, Tampa Bay Rays ace Blake Snell says he will not play this season for reduced salary, especially because of the risk of contracting the coronavirus is, quote, just not worth it.
There you go. But then he ended up being in World Series once they got it all figured out, or however they got it figured out. That's one of those things that, like, we had enough.
Here's his quote.
Yeah, go ahead.
Y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut, it's not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. No, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine, okay? And that's just the way it is for me. Like, I'm sorry you guys think differently, but the risk is way the hell higher, and the amount of money I'm making is way lower. Why would I think about doing that?
By the way,
Blake Snell.
You want to know why the quote sounded like that? I do remember the visual of this. He was, like, on Twitch. He wasn't being interviewed.
Oh, gotcha.
He was playing video games, and he's on Twitch, and the fans are all like, Blake, dog, you got to play. And then he did that on Twitch.
Bro. I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It should 100% be a thing. If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid.
He was sitting there riding the A button while he said all this.
On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Blake Snell. What a beaut.
Future Giant and Dodger.
Good Lord. I mean.
Later on in the story, Bryce Harper said he agreed. He ain't lying. He's right, Harper said. He's speaking the truth,
That's
bro.
That's right.
I ain't mad at him.
Truth.
Somebody's got to say it.
Yeah, Blake. Tell him how it is. Show him what you're working with. Yeah. That's how it was back then.
Yep.
Anybody else?
He ended up making 11 starts for the Rays.
Yep.
So he ended up coming back and playing.
Right. They went to the World Series.
Right.
The World Series in Arlington, Texas.
Well, honestly,
in front of Bob the billboard.
If you want to get into semantics, it's not the World Series anyway.
Well,
it's the American Baseball Series.
Why does that trigger people?
It really doesn't. But
okay.
If you're going to demean a season based on games, then let's call it what it is. It's not the World Series.
World champion of what?
Thank you.
Hmm. Who was that?
The great Noah Lyles.
Noah. Oh, that's right.
Fastest man in the world.
And he can actually say world champion.
Yeah, world champion.
Which is why he said this.
World champion of what?
There you go.
Can't believe you have that. That's a deep pull right there from
Good
Grandy.
Pull. Yeah. Does anybody else have the same sort of vibe whenever there's like the memories of COVID, like I'm getting all of these right now, which is like just thinking back to those times. And I don't know if laughing is the right sort of way to do it, but when you hear someone say some of the things they said, you know, like just the way we looked at all of that then, and it was an imminent danger in terms of health.
Yep.
There's no question. For some more than others, right? For the elderly, for the unhealthy, what have you. But just thinking back on all of those things, whew, it brings up some feels, number one, for sure. But yep. Number two, stories like that, to me, they've just dissipated. That's why I know Blake wouldn't play, but I couldn't remember the rest of the story because it was like, we were so knee deep in like wiping groceries and things like that. I was just like, Blake, I don't care if you want to play video games and not earn $10 million to pitch four times for the Rays, whatever, dude, whatever. You know, like even when you asked me about that Laker title, I can barely remember it.
Yeah.
Did they play the Heat? Is that right?
They did. And I'm remembering it. I think it was in like September, October. Was it? It was definitely out of sequence. The NBA finals were maybe August. Might have been September.
We're talking about the bubble chip, Randy.
Yeah, I think September.
It was certainly out of order.
There is so much about that time in our lives that I have just wiped.
Yep.
It is like Men in Black. I got the flashy thingy. I do not remember what the hell was going on.
I think
because I didn't care.
Right. Well, in the first like 2 to 3 months, yeah, you didn't care. And you were doing sports talk radio, and so was I.
In my garage.
Right. Yeah. I was doing it at my then girlfriend's house because I got divorced. I got separated about 5 weeks before.
There was a lot of that going on.
So, well, that happened before COVID.
Yeah, dogs and divorce. If you want the book on COVID, that's what the title should be.
Golf and walks.
Okay.
Golf and walks.
Right.
Like golf was one of the few things you could do. And every day I would take like a 4 or 5 mile walk just because what else are you going to do?
No, people started walking. And also, you know what other memory just pops to mind is how full the recycling bins were.
I'm going to drink
you,
it.
If you, totally. You, that walk you went on through the neighborhood, you would go every blue bin. You're like, oh, damn, Bill got after it this week.
No doubt.
Because you're just in there all day making banana bread and getting drunk. That's all it seemed like anybody was doing all
Pretty
day
much.
Long.
Banana bread, sourdough starter. Get your sourdough starter.
Totally.
2020 NBA Finals Game 1, September 30th. Okay. Game 6, October 11th.
Good job. Yeah. See, you did remember. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, I have no clue. You could have sold me on it happened on Christmas. And I'd have been like, did it? I have no clue.
Yeah, I remember it being well out of sequence. And, you know, the Blake Snell thing, to bring it back to Blake Snell, he debuted that season July 26th. So he eventually did come back. And pitch,
yes,
and
yes,
you know, that was kind of an odd thing. And you showed me, actually, you sent me a text, I think Friday, a picture of your cardboard cutout.
Yeah, finally,
which is pretty cool.
I don't even remember where I you know what I was doing? Actually, I'll tell you exactly what I was doing. I'm like scanning everything on my computer for old pictures that we're gonna do a little slideshow for the wedding.
Yeah,
we got the wedding coming up in a few. So anyway, like I went to Facebook probably for the first time in like 6 years. I don't go to Facebook anymore,
right?
But that account is there, and there's photos from way the hell back when, and I found that one there. I'm like, because I finally, when the media was allowed to go to a game, I went to a game, and there's nobody in the stadium. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to walk down here and check out everybody's cardboard cutouts. So I went and found my cardboard cutout. So even though I don't have the cardboard cutout, I do have a picture of it.
And we had talked about it.
Yeah,
so
that's why I sent it to you.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you and I were both doing graduations and promotions on Friday. And so all of a sudden I get a text from you. And it's like, oh, okay, this is a little out of ordinary because you and I don't do too much socializing offline. And I looked, I'm like, oh, you found it.
Found
it. It's pretty awesome.
Yep. Green check. Thank you, 925 text line. It is a 1.37037037704 championship for the Dodgers.
Okay.
Yep.
He said 1.3?
Well, yeah, he meant.
Oh, the two combined.
Right.
Oh, the Dodgers have 1.3.
Yeah, last year counts.
Oh, does it?
Of course it does.
How magnanimous of you.
Thank you.
How big of you.
See? See?
You know the real sad piece?
I can give credit when it's due.
In that 0.3 of a chip, Clayton Kershaw was awesome.
Yeah.
If you look at his numbers, the one time.
We finally figured out how he can win in the playoffs.
No fans.
To have it not be real.
Okay.
Yeah. And you want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance on July 19th at Oracle Park? Well, that chance is coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour and all week long. Plus, one of the winners is going to get upgraded to a couple of sweet tickets. It's courtesy of Live Nation. Keep listening. 4 o'clock hour will tell you what to do. My Chemical Romance sweet tickets are at sfgiants.com/concerts. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Tickets to see Caitlin Clark versus the Valkyries coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Alex Pavlovich in a half hour. Your phone calls, your first impressions of Rafi Devers. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Driven into the gap. And nobody's there. And Devers off to the races. And he's going to stop at second. The Giants take the lead. And listen to this crowd.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what'd you all do when that happened? What'd you do when Devers knocked that thing into Triples Alley in his second at bat as a gigante?
I said three words.
What?
Eat it, Boston.
Yeah!
Eat it.
Oh my, it's so funny that you say that. Quick story.
Yep.
So I'm watching the Giants last Friday night. Logie is on one, right?
Yep.
But it's 1-1. And the bases are drunk with Giants. I don't even remember what inning it was. Feels like it was the fifth inning, maybe. And Casey's at the bat. And that's not usually the greatest feeling when there are ducks on the pond. But Casey against Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he just got a hanger. And he got all of it. And I'm sitting there with Jude. He's only 11. He doesn't fully know. Like, the hatred of the Dodgers is not fully
developed.
Right? It's not fully developed with him yet, as it is with a 50-year-old man. So when that grand slam gets hit at Dodger Stadium in game one, the first game between the Giants and Dodgers this season, stuff comes out. Like it comes from the gut. It comes from deep. It comes from way down here. And so
it comes from decades of hatred, sports hatred.
Exactly. It comes from Cody Bellinger's base hit in 2021. Like, it's coming from a place. It
comes from Brian Johnson and, you know, Joe Morgan.
All of it.
Yeah.
So many great
memories and great moments.
Exactly. Comes from Lasorda. So anyway.
R.I.P. Rest in pasta.
It's funny.
Thank you.
So, like, there's the normal, a Giant just hit a grand slam to untie a game. And it was like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, high five. And then he pauses. And he's looking at the TV. And I'm kind of right behind him. And all of a sudden, there's a beat, like count to three. And Casey's rounding third. And Dad, from the depths of his belly, just goes, eat it, Dodgers! And he almost flew off of the couch. And he turned around and he was laughing, like uncontrollable laughter. And he was just like, I did not know that you were going to yell. And he was so surprised that I just like it all. Because, like, you know, I'm a huge fan, but I try not to like scream at electronics. It happens.
I'm a Giants fan.
Happened a couple of weeks ago.
Remember I was embarrassed when we went out to Sonoma during a Warrior game and I yelled at electronics. Like, it happens. But, like, I try not to do too much of that. But, boy, I let one rip on during that grand slam. And it surprised him. He did not see it coming.
Well, that was a big moment. It was ace versus ace, tie game, first matchup of the season. Your Dodger hatred, that stadium, trying to bounce back after an unfortunate, unnecessary loss in Colorado. I mean, that was unnecessary.
Yep.
Four was unnecessary, famously, but that was also unnecessary. That loss was unnecessary.
You've ruined that word for me, by the way. Anybody who doesn't know the joke we're talking about, go search the video.
The splash video when Clay came back to town.
When Clay came back to town on 95.7
The splash challenge. Director of sports Lucas Alexander was supposed to throw a bucket of water on me. And he hit me, and he emptied the chamber. And the fourth time he did it, I said four was unnecessary because it was unnecessary.
It was, because the whole idea was three, like they shoot threes. And so he hit you, and then he hit you, and then he hit you again. And it was very funny. And you thought, it's time to move on. And you started talking, and then more water.
And I said four was unnecessary.
Four was unnecessary. It was very, very
funny.
And
at the end of the video, I was given two paper towels to dry off.
Yeah.
Paper towels.
You could have used more.
I could have used another seven or eight squares.
Used more.
Point being,
anyway,
that grand slam was cathartic and very necessary.
Big time.
And so I get your reaction being that absolutely over the top.
Eat it.
Exactly.
Eat it, Dodgers.
So that was my reaction last night. Eat it, Boston, because that's the first of many. Devers is on the move.
Absolutely. And I think it's appropriate, too, because I kind of have the hair on the back of the neck standing up right now for reasons that I didn't even know were there. Like, I told you this earlier, I've never even been to Boston. I've never been to
Boston.
That
surprises me.
I don't know Rafi Devers. I knew the story, but, like, we hadn't gone deep into it. I didn't realize that these two sides, Devers and the Red Sox, were this upset with one another. But I didn't even like it. Like, how about this? Maybe this will make it feel even better. I didn't like it when the Mavs did it to Luka. And I hate the Lakers. And I'm not a Luka fan. Stop complaining to the refs after every play, Luka. But I did not like when Luka went to the Lakers and the Mavericks within days are like, so he's fat.
He's fat. Smokes a lot.
Right, he's fat. He drinks a lot of beer. We think that he's lazy. We don't think he's going to go well. Like, don't do a smear campaign. Your fans love this player. This is a great player. If you want to trade him, trade him. But you don't need to then, on the back end of that, conduct a smear campaign against this player because you're trying to win your fans back that checks notes, by the way, you ain't going to win. You're not going to win that fight. The Mavericks are not going to make up with their fans over Luka, and the Red Sox are not going to make up with their fans over Rafi and Mookie Betts and Chris Sale and Xander Bogaerts, and we could go on and on. You're not going to win that fight, so don't
try. Babe Ruth. for those of you who partake.
It's been a minute. But you know what I mean? Like, so now I've got this feeling of, like, I want to wrap Rafi into our arms as Giants fans to almost protect him because he's getting ripped in public. And I'm like, four was unnecessary. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. So I'm kind of with you. I like Eat It Boston.
Yeah.
And even though I wasn't feeling any of that until 2 days ago.
You don't need to do this, but when you have a trade go like this and you basically ship a guy out 6 weeks ahead of a deadline and you don't get really that much in return, apologies to Kyle Harrison. You might turn out to be everything that the Giants and the fans hoped that he would be. But even if he turns out to be Zach Wheeler in 5 or 6 years, I think the Giants still win the trade because
I agree with you.
You know, you gave up Jordan Hicks and his contract, which you were happy to do. He just wasn't doing it, and a couple of prospects. And by the way, James Tibbs off to a terrible start for Boston in Double A.
What did he do?
0-for-4 with three punchies.
Oh,
well, Giants won the trade.
That's the end of that.
Yep.
Yeah. No. The only way that I don't even. This is one of those because it's a star and because it's 8 years. There's no pressure for this to be like immediate dividends. Yes, I think the Giants need to make the postseason. That's not even my point. The only way that this is a loss of a trade for the Giants is if something just absolutely awful happens to Devers and, like, you know, he ends up not playing a whole lot over the next 8 years.
Right.
That'd be the only way. And Harrison or Tibbs needs to become a star. But outside of that, even if Harrison works out, it's like you got 8 years of Rafi Devers. That's worth it, especially because always in San Francisco, you're going to be able to find pitching. And you've got other young pitchers who seemingly have passed Kyle Harrison. It looks like Birdsong has passed him right now. Roop had passed him. You've got all the Carsons on Sacramento right
now. Three of them,
right?
Mason Black is still in the mix?
Absolutely. Ragsdale, Wisenhunt, these guys are going to be, I don't know if all of them are going to work out, but I'd be surprised if none of them worked out. So, and by the way, Logan Webb is still not going anywhere for a while. Like, there's so much in that well that I find it hard to imagine a scenario where you look back at this 8 years from now and think the Giants, you know, lost the deal. I just don't even see how it's really that possible.
You had to, at some point, start to offload some pitching because there's not going to be room. Robbie Ray's got one more year. You've got Logan and Robbie for sure next year. And you've got, you know, Roop, who's looking good. Although I do think about Landon Roop, and he's already pitching more so far this year than I think he ever has, including at the collegiate level. Well, so I start to think about Landon Roop and, like, this year, what's going to be his max? So I do think about them at some point having to figure out something else for the rotation.
We're overstating it a little bit.
I don't think that you want him to throw 150 innings.
I don't know. I don't like it'd be a good question at some point, you know, for the Giants when we start getting into the second half of the season. I heard Steiny and Evan talking about this earlier, and they kind of were like, they're like, well, Birdsong's at 50-something innings, and he only threw 72 last year. And I was like, well, for the Giants, he threw 72 last year. But he pitched an entire season. Like, when he wasn't pitching the 72 innings for the Giants, he was pitching in the minors. And, like, you're throwing the same, right?
You're still throwing a baseball from 60 feet, 6 inches,
and you're still throwing it hard, and you're still throwing your best and everything. So I think that these guys are pretty stretched out. Sure. Could they have some fatigue at the end of the year? Yes, they could.
Birdsong last year, 129 innings.
Okay.
Total.
Okay.
So
he's only at 50-something right now.
Yeah. I think 48.
And in theory, you would be able to
stretch it out
push a little further this
Agreed.
Year. Yeah.
I'm more thinking about Landon Roop in that vein where, you know, if you get into, you know, about the 100-inning mark. And this is what they ended up doing with Jordan Hicks last year, you remember, because he got to a spot where he had pitched more innings than he ever had before. And so that's when they kind of made the transition to get him off to the bullpen.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, it was also just because fatigue versus not pitching that well. Like, he wasn't that great anymore as a starter, and that was going that way again this year, quite frankly. All right. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, who have Caitlin Clark in town tomorrow night. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.